Section 1. Introduction. Michigan's Commercial Driver License Program. This manual will help you pass the CDL knowledge and skills tests, but it is not a substitute for a truck driver training class or program. Formal training is the most reliable way to learn the skills required to safely operate a commercial vehicle. Although every effort has been made to ensure accuracy of this information, laws and procedures are subject to change. For exact wording of a law or a specific guideline, contact the Department of State Information Center at 888-SOS-MICH, 767-6424. Who needs a CDL? You do if you intend to operate vehicles. Having a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 pounds or more. Combination vehicles. Towing a trailer or other vehicles with a GVWR of 10,001 pounds or more with a gross combination weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more. Any vehicles designed to transport 16 or more people, including the driver. Carrying hazardous materials in amounts requiring placards. Gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, is the recommended maximum total weight of the vehicle and load as designated by the vehicle manufacturer. The GVWR label is usually found on the driver's side door post of the power unit and on or near the front of the trailer. The GVWR should not be confused with the elected GVW, which is declared by the vehicle owner for registration purposes. Gross combination weight rating, GCWR, means the value specified by the manufacturer as the maximum loaded weight of a combination vehicle. In the absence of a label, the GCWR will be calculated by adding the GVWR of the power unit to the GVWR of all vehicles or trailers being towed. What are the driving record eligibility requirements? Do you, or will you, use a CDL to operate a CMV in interstate or intrastate commerce? Interstate commerce is when you drive a CMV from one state to another state or a foreign country. Between two places within a state, but during part of the trip, the CMV crosses into another state or foreign country, or between two places within a state, but the cargo or passengers are part of a trip that began or will end in another state or foreign country. Intrastate commerce is when you drive a CMV within a state and you do not meet any of the descriptions above for interstate commerce. If you operate in both intrastate commerce and interstate commerce, you must choose interstate commerce. Before you may apply for an original CDL, you must qualify for the CDL based on your driving record. Any of the following will disqualify you from applying for a CDL. The inability to make required certifications on the CDL certification form, BFS 103. Effective January 30, 2012, in accordance with state law and federal regulations, a driver applying for an original or renewal of a CDL must certify to one of four federally defined types of CMV operation. They are
1. Non-accepted interstate. Operates a CMV outside of Michigan and must provide a legible copy of one of the following medical certification documents to the Secretary of State. A completed medical examiner's certificate signed by a federally approved medical professional. The medical examiner's certificate must be carried with you when operating a CMV for up to 14 days after its issuance to allow for processing by the Secretary of State. A medical examiner's certificate and a FMCSA skills performance evaluation certificate, 49 CFR 391, or an FMCSA waiver or FMSCA exemption, 49 CFR 381, subpart C, authorizing the operation of a CMV. The FMCSA Skills Performance Evaluation Certificate, FMCSA waiver or FMCSA exemption must always be in your possession when operating a CMV. 2. Accepted interstate. Operates a CMV outside of Michigan, only for accepted purposes listed below. 49 CFR Section 390.3 F, State and Federal Transportation, Occasional Transportation of Personal Property not for compensation, transportation of human corpses or sick, injured persons, fire trucks and rescue vehicles, commercial vehicles designed or used to transport between 9 and 15 passengers, including the driver, transportation of propane winter heating fuel. 49 CFR Section 391.2, Farm Custom Operations, Apiary Industries, Beekeepers seasonally transporting bees, certain farm vehicle drivers. 49 CFR Section 391.68, Private Motor Carrier of Passengers, Non-Business. 49 CFT Section 398.3, Driver of Migrant Workers. 3. Non-Accepted Intrastate. Operates a CMV only within Michigan, Interstate Commerce. Your medical certification or a motor carrier division medical waiver does not need to be provided to the Department of State. However, the medical certification or a motor carrier division medical waiver must be in your possession when operating a commercial vehicle. 4. Accepted Intrastate. Operates a CMV only within Michigan, Interstate Commerce, for an accepted purpose listed. Accepted Intrastate Purpose, MCL 480.152, for a self-propelled implement of husbandry or an implement of husbandry being drawn by a farm tractor or another implement of husbandry, public utility, telephone and cable television company service vehicles that do not meet the definition of a CMV in 49 CFR Section 383, or a public utility service vehicle used in cases of emergency. The CDL portion of a driver's operator or chauffeur's license is valid for the same amount of time as the medical certificate or SPE, however, the time can vary, up to a maximum of 2 years. If a driver fails to certify to a type of CMV operation, and if required by driving type certification, fails to submit a medical examiner's certificate or SPE, the driver may only apply for a non-commercial motor vehicle driver's license. You can find additional information regarding certification to driving type and medical certifications at the Secretary of State website at www.michigan.gov/SOS. Having a license from more than one state. An active Michigan or out-state suspension, revocation, denial or cancellation of your driving privilege. The license action must be resolved before you can apply for an original CDL. A suspension or revocation in the 36 months immediately preceding application.
Note. Suspensions for failure to appear in court. FAC, failure to comply with a court judgment. FCJ, failure to appear for a driver assessment re-examination. Financial responsibility. Non-sufficient funds and a suspension or revocation for a temporary medical condition will not disqualify you for a CDL. Conviction of any 6-point violation in the 24 months immediately preceding application. Conviction for operating a CMV while impaired in the 24 months immediately preceding application. How old must I be to obtain a CDL? You must be age 21 to drive a CMV across state lines, interstate. You may drive a CMV in Michigan, intrastate, at age 18. Except when transporting hazardous materials in a quantity that requires the vehicle be marked or placarded. To transport hazardous materials, you must be 21 or older. What are the driver qualification requirements for the CDL? Unless exempt, you must comply with the federal commercial driver qualification requirements, including the medical and physical qualifications found in the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, 49 CFR Section 383 CDL Standards, Requirements and Penalties and Section 391 Qualifications of Drivers. This includes drivers who operate commercial vehicles only in Michigan. When applying for your CDL, you will certify by signing a CDL certification form stating that you meet these requirements before receiving your CDL. Before taking any CDL skills tests, you must provide one of the following four items to the third-party examiner, allowing you to operate your truck or bus. Ask your employer about the medical, physical, and other driver qualification requirements. A valid medical examiner's certificate, commonly known as a DOT card. FMCSA waiver. FMCSA exemption. Valid medical examiner's certificate, DOT card. And a FMCSA Skills Performance Evaluation Certificate. How can I get additional information on medical and physical requirements? Intrastate, In Michigan, medical and physical requirements, state commercial truck and bus rules and regulations, contact Michigan Center for Truck Safety at www.trucksafety.org. Interstate. Across state lines, medical and physical requirements and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. For trucks and buses, contact Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, 315 W, Allegan Street, Room 205, Lansing, Michigan, 48933, 517-853-5990 or at www.fmcsa.gov. Note: the Lansing FMCSA office does not distribute any forms or sell the FMCSR rulebooks. School bus medical and physical requirements and other school bus regulations, contact Michigan Department of Education, Pupil Transportation Program, P.O. Box 30008, Lansing, Michigan, 48909, 517-373-6388 or at michigan.gov/mde. What type of CDL do I need? You will need the appropriate group designation on your CDL to operate the following vehicles. Group A. Any combination of vehicles with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 pounds or more, provided the gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of any towed vehicles is 10,001 pounds or more. Group A designation will allow you to operate a Group B or Group C vehicle provided you have the required endorsement. Group B. Any single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 pounds or more, or any such vehicle, towing a vehicle with a GVWR of 10,000 pounds or less. Group B designation will allow you to operate a Group C vehicle provided you have the required endorsement. Group C. Any single vehicle, or combination of vehicles, that meets neither the definition of Group A nor that of Group B, but is either designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver, or is used in the transportation of materials found to be hazardous and require the motor vehicle to be placarded under the Hazardous Materials Regulations, 49 CFR, Part 172, Subpart F. What endorsements do I need? In addition to the appropriate CDL vehicle group designation, endorsements are required to operate the following. T, double or triple trailers. Triple trailer combinations are not permitted in Michigan. P, passenger. For vehicles which are designed to carry 16 or more people, including the driver. N, tank. For commercial vehicles designed to transport any liquid or gaseous material within a tank or tanks having an individual rated capacity of more than 119 gallons and an aggregate rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that are either permanently or temporarily attached to the vehicle or the chassis. If a commercial motor vehicle transports one or more tanks manifested either as being empty or containing only residue, those tanks shall not be considered in determining whether the vehicle is a tank vehicle. H. Hazardous materials. To carry hazardous materials in amounts requiring placards. X. Combined tank and hazardous materials. For hauling liquids, liquefied gases and hazardous materials. S. School bus. For CMVs used to transport pre-primary, primary or secondary school students from home to school, school to home or to and from school-sponsored events. Are there CDL exemptions? You do not need a CDL for the following. Individuals, operating motor homes or other vehicles used exclusively to transport personal possessions or family members for non-business purposes. Active duty military. Operating military vehicles with military licenses, includes the National Guard. Police and firefighters. Operating authorized emergency vehicles. Farmers. Operating vehicles within a 150-mile radius of their farm. Farmers will need either an F endorsement or a CDL under the following conditions. An F endorsement is needed when operating combination vehicles whose towing vehicle has a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more. A knowledge test, but no skills test, is required to obtain the F endorsement. The F endorsement is not a CDL. A CDL with a hazardous materials endorsement is required when carrying hazardous materials in amounts requiring placards while operating combination vehicles whose towing vehicles has a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more, or a single vehicle with a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more. How do I obtain a CDL? When ready to apply for your first CDL, come to a local Secretary of State office and present your driver's license, proof of your social security number, social security card, payroll check stub, W-2 form, proof of legal presence in the United States. Acceptable proof for legal presence is: fill out the CDL certification form, BFS 103, which includes a statement certifying that you meet the commercial driver medical qualifications. If you have had any change in your physical condition that could affect your ability to drive since your last driver's license renewal, the service agent may give you a physician's statement to be completed by your physician before you can apply for a driver's license renewal. Meet the driver eligibility requirements. Pass the required knowledge and vision tests. You must pass all required knowledge tests to obtain a commercial learner's permit, CLP. This allows you to practice driving under the supervision of a driver who has a CDL for the type of vehicle you are operating. A CLP is also required for taking the CDL skills tests. Schedule your skills test, must be 14 days after issuance of your CLP. Pay your CDL group designation and endorsement fees. Contact an approved third-party testing organization to schedule and take your CDL skills test. These public and private organizations are certified by the state to administer the CDL skills tests. Call the Department of State Information Center at 888-SOS-MICH, 767-6424, or visit the department website at www.michigan.gov/SOS for information about approved third-party testing organizations in your area. After passing your CDL skills test, you will receive your Michigan Department of State Driver Skills Test Certificate, TPT-010, from the third-party testing organization. Your certificate is valid for 1 year from the date it was issued. After the 1 year, you cannot apply for a CDL until you have taken and passed all required CDL tests. Take the skills test certificate directly to a Secretary of State office. Pay a correction fee to receive a temporary CDL permit allowing you to operate a CMV for the CDL tests passed. Receive the photo CDL in the mail in approximately 10 to 14 business days from the time the CDL permit was issued. What tests do I need to take? State and federal regulations require that any new CDL applicant caught cheating or making fraudulent statements on their application will be denied a new application for 60 days. Any current CDL applicant applying to upgrade their license caught cheating or making fraudulent statements on their application will have their CDL privileges suspended for 60 days from the date of the incident. All drivers applying for their original, first, CDL must take and pass the appropriate CDL written knowledge tests and a skills test. Drivers with a CDL from another state must always take the H Hazardous Materials Endorsement written test to keep the H endorsement. Transferring drivers must also pass the appropriate knowledge tests when changing their vehicle group, removing vehicle group restrictions, or adding vehicle endorsements. They may also need to take the CDL skills tests if upgrading their vehicle group, removing vehicle group restrictions, or adding a vehicle endorsement of either P passenger or S school bus to their CDL. Knowledge tests. You will take one or more knowledge tests. The following chart summarizes the type of tests and number of questions you are required to pass depending on the type of vehicle you drive and the type of cargo you haul. It is recommended that you study this manual very carefully as it contains the information you need to pass the CDL tests. All CDL knowledge tests are administered in written form. A minimum passing score of 80% is required to pass each test. Anyone applying for the H Hazardous Materials or S School Bus endorsement must pass a written knowledge test. Applicants are only allowed to take one test per day from each testing category. CDL Skills Test. If a CDL skills test is required, you must obtain a CLP and wait 14 days to take the test. The CDL skills test will consist of three parts. 1. A vehicle inspection test to measure your ability to perform a vehicle safety check. A vehicle inspection memory aid is available in Appendix C in the back of this book and may be used during the test. 2. A basic control skills test performed off the road. 3. An on-road driving test. All three test segments must be passed, in the order listed above. The test is terminated after failure of any test segment and you will need to schedule a retest attempt. You are not required to retest with the same tester. You will receive credit for any segment you passed, but the credit expires on the date your CLP expires. For example, if you fail the on-road segment after passing the vehicle inspection and the basic control, your retest would include only the on-road segment, as long as you retest on the same CLP. When you schedule a retest after you passed one or two test segments, tell the tester about the segments you passed so they can confirm that they are on your record. Call the Department of State Information Center at 888-SOS-MICH, 767-6424, or visit the department website at www.michigan.gov/SOS for information about approved third-party testing organizations in your area. Skills test fees and refund policies. Skills test fees and refund policies vary. Be sure to discuss and understand your test fees and scheduling requirements with the third-party testing organization before taking your test. When taking your CDL skills test, you must supply an empty vehicle with a GVWR representative of the type you plan to drive, including a trailer if required. Any vehicle or trailer used for a skills test must have a manufacturer's data plate showing the GVWR. You must have a valid CLP to operate the vehicle. The vehicle must be equipped with at least two permanently mounted seats for yourself and the examiner. Safety belts are also required for both the driver and examiner, except for the examiner on buses. Applicants applying for the P passenger endorsement must pass the skills test in a vehicle with a seating capacity of 16 or more passengers, including the driver. Drivers who are training to become school bus drivers cannot operate a school bus with students on board if they only hold a commercial learner's permit. You must show valid registration and proof of insurance for your test vehicle. You must also be able to furnish the third-party testing organization with your Michigan photo driver's license, CLP and medical examiner's certificate, DOT card, school bus card, or medical waiver. Listen sections 11, 12, and 13 at the end of this manual for more information about CDL skills tests and the third-party skills testing program. Adding CDL privileges, removing a CDL restriction, upgrading a CDL group. Adding CDL privileges, including adding a passenger endorsement, removing a restriction and changing a lower group designation to a higher group designation requires new skills tests in the appropriate vehicle. These are considered new CDLs and are charged accordingly, along with a correction fee. What CDL restrictions could I receive? Restriction code L, no air brake equipped CMV. If you do not pass the air brake knowledge test, do not correctly identify the air brake system components, do not properly conduct an air brake systems check, or if the vehicle you use for the CDL skills tests is not equipped with air brakes, you will be restricted from operating vehicles with air brakes. Restriction code M. No class A passenger vehicle. Adding a P passenger endorsement to your current group A vehicle group designation and completing the CDL skills test in a Group B bus will limit the operation of buses to Groups B and C buses. Adding the P passenger and S school bus endorsement to your current Group A designation and completing the CDL skills test in a Group B school bus will limit the operation of buses to Group B or C school buses. Restriction code N. No Class A and B passenger vehicle. Adding a P passenger endorsement to your current Group A or B designation and completing your CDL skills test in a Group C bus will limit the P passenger endorsement to operation of a Group C bus. Adding a P passenger and S school bus endorsement to your current Group A or B designation and completing your CDL skills test in a Group C school bus will limit the P passenger and S school bus endorsement to operation of Group C school buses. Restriction code V. CDL medical variance. If the state is notified by the FMCSA that a medical variance has been issued to the driver, The state must indicate the existence of such a medical variance on the CDLIS driving record in the CDL document using a restriction code V to indicate that there is information about the medical variance on the CDLIS record. Restriction code K. CDL intrastate only. This restriction is displayed if you are under 21 or if you self-certify to either accepted intrastate or non-accepted intrastate as your commercial driving type. Restriction code E. No manual transmission equipped CMV. If the driver takes the skills test in a vehicle that has an automatic transmission, then an E no manual transmission restriction is placed on their license. Restriction code O. No tractor trailer CMV. If the driver takes the skills test in a class of vehicle that is not a tractor type, or that has a pintle hook or other non-fifth wheel connection, they will have an O restriction placed on their license restricting them from driving any class a tractor type vehicle with a fifth wheel connection. Restriction code Z. No full air brake equipped CMV. If the driver takes the CDL skills test in a vehicle with an air over hydraulic brake system, then they will have a Z. No full air brake restriction placed on their license. The following restrictions are valid only for a commercial learner's permit, CLP. Restriction code X. No cargo in CMV tank vehicle CMV. If you have a tank vehicle endorsement on your commercial learner's permit, CLP, you will be restricted from hauling any cargo in the CMV tank vehicle. Restriction code P. No passengers in CMV bus. If you have a passenger, school bus vehicle endorsement on your commercial learner's permit, CLP, you will be restricted from transporting passengers in the CMV bus. Seasonal restricted CDL. A special seasonal restricted CDL is available for agribusiness employees operating Group B and C vehicles on routes within 150 miles from the place of business. Buses and school buses cannot be operated with this restricted license. Although CDL knowledge and skills tests are not required, applicants must have held a valid driver's license for at least 1 year and possess a clean driving record for the 3-year period preceding application for the seasonal CDL. This limited CDL must be applied for each calendar year. Within a 1-year period, applicants can choose to have the CDL valid for 180 days from date of issue or valid for the seasonal periods from April 2 through June 20 and September 2 through November 20. The restricted CDL permits the driver to transport the following limited amounts of hazardous materials without the H or X endorsements. Diesel motor fuel in quantities of 1,000 gallons or less. Liquid fertilizers in quantities of 3,000 gallons or less. Solid fertilizers that are not transported with any organic substance. What about serious traffic violation convictions while driving a CMV? If you have a CDL and are convicted of certain major or serious traffic offenses, as defined by federal regulations, 49 CFR section 383.51, while operating either a CMV or non-commercial vehicle, your CDL will be subject to suspension or revocation. Your operator or chauffeur license may also be affected, depending on the traffic offense, and your privilege to operate a non-commercial vehicle may be restricted, suspended, or revoked. Other traffic convictions that result in the suspension or revocation of your operator or chauffeur license when you are driving a non-commercial vehicle will also suspend or revoke your license to operate a CMV. The following information explains the various traffic offenses, convictions for major and serious offenses, drug or alcohol-related offenses and railroad crossing offenses if those offenses were committed while operating a CMV. If charged and convicted for any of the major traffic offenses listed above while driving any type of motor vehicle, your privileges to operate a CMV for a first conviction, 1-year suspension, 3-year suspension if transporting hazardous materials when stopped. Two convictions, separate incidents, 10-year revocation minimum. Conviction for negligent homicide, fleeing, eluding law enforcement. 1-year suspension of CMV privileges. Committing a felony involving the manufacture, distribution or dispensing of a controlled substance, CMV privileges revoked for life. If charged and convicted for any of the serious traffic violations while operating a CMV, your privilege to operate a CMV will be suspended for the following: 2 convictions, separate incidents within 3 years, 60 days. 3 or more convictions, separate incidents within 3 years, 120 days suspension of your CMV privileges. Also, depending on the severity of the traffic conviction, your non-commercial vehicle privileges may also be suspended, which will include your privilege to operate a CMV. If charged and convicted for a railroad crossing violation, your CDL will be suspended for: first conviction, 60 days. Second conviction within 3 years, 120 days. 3 or more convictions within 3 years, separate incidents, 1 year. Points assessed for convictions. A major, serious or railroad crossing conviction will also be assessed for points and posted to your driving record. If you accumulate a total of 12 or more points within a 2-year period, driver assessment, by law, may require your appearance at a re-examination to assess your driving activities and to determine if a suspension or revocation of your driving privilege is required. What about serious alcohol violations while operating a CMV? You will be ordered out of service for 24 hours if you refuse to take a preliminary breath test, PBT. Consume alcohol within 4 hours prior to operating a CMV. Consume alcohol while operating a CMV, or have a bodily alcohol content, BAC, of 0.015 grams or more per 100 milliliters of blood, per 210 liters of breath or per 67 milliliters of urine. Other alcohol violations. If you have consumed too much alcohol, you may be charged with operating while intoxicated, operating with a BAC of 0.04 less than 0.08 grams per 100 milliliters of blood, per 210 liters of breath or per 67 milliliters of urine, operating with a high bodily alcohol content of 0.017, operating while impaired by liquor, operating while under the influence, while intoxicated or with a high bodily alcohol content causing serious injury or death, operating under the influence or while impaired by controlled substances, refusal to submit to a chemical test, implied consent. Implied consent means that any person who holds a CDL is considered to have agreed to such testing. Consent is implied by operating a motor vehicle. If you refuse to submit to a chemical test, implied consent, or if you are convicted of any of the alcohol offenses listed above, your CDL will be suspended for 1 year for a first offense, or 3 years if transporting hazardous materials, and revoked for a minimum of 10 years for a second or third offense. What are the CDL consequences for violations committed while operating non-commercial vehicles? Your CDL is a special privilege attached to your operator or chauffeur license. Therefore, if while operating a non-commercial motor vehicle, including your personal vehicle, you are convicted of a traffic violation that suspends or revokes your operator or chauffeur license, it will also suspend or revoke your privilege to operate a CMV. The length of the suspension or revocation of driving privileges will vary from 90 days to 5 years, depending on the current conviction posted to your driving record and how many and the type of convictions already on your driving record. Complete conviction information is in the Michigan Vehicle Code or on the Secretary of State website at www.michigan.gov/sos. Following is a partial list of convictions. Refusal to submit to a chemical test, Michigan's implied consent law. Operating under the influence of liquor or controlled substance. Operating while impaired by liquor or controlled substance. Under 21 with a bodily alcohol content of 0.02 less than 0.08. What are the CMV operator's responsibilities regarding notification of convictions and suspensions? You must notify your employer in writing of traffic violations, other than a parking ticket, committed in any motor vehicle within 30 days of conviction. The notification must include your full name and signature, your driver's license number, date of conviction, specific violations committed, whether the violation was in a CMV, the location of the violation. You should also notify your employer in writing of any driver's license action, such as a suspension, revocation, cancellation, other loss of driving privileges or a driving privilege disqualification by the end of the first business day that follows the day you received notice of the license action. Any out-of-service order within 24 hours. How do I renew my CDL? Can I renew my CDL by mail? CDLs cannot be renewed by mail. An operator or chauffeur CDL must be renewed every 4 years. Applicants wanting an original or renewal of a CDL must do so at a Secretary of State office. At the Secretary of State's office, you will do the following. Complete a BFS 103 CDL certification form, BFS 103, at every CDL application. Present proof of legal presence in the United States. Acceptable proof is listed on page 13 of this manual. Take a vision test after the branch receives clearance from both a state and national check. If the commercial driver portion of your driver's license has expired for 2 or more years, you will be required to retake all applicable vision, knowledge, and road skills tests. If the state or national checks reflect that your driving privilege is suspended, revoked, canceled, or denied, you cannot apply for an original or a renewal of a CDL until the state and national checks reflect clear. What tests do I need to take to renew my CDL? Unless your CDL has been expired over 2 years, or you have a hazmat endorsement, no other tests are required. If you currently have a hazardous materials endorsement on your CDL, H or X, you will be required to take the hazardous materials endorsement test again, and pass it with a score of 80% or higher, to renew the endorsement. The Hazardous Materials Endorsement Test is a written knowledge test consisting of 30 multiple choice questions. An oral test for this endorsement is not permitted. All information needed to pass this test is in this manual. You must present a Federal Security Threat Assessment Letter from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, and proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful permanent residence to apply for or renew a CDL with a hazardous materials endorsement. Acceptable proof for U.S. citizenship or lawful permanent residence is outlined in the following chart. Hazardous Materials Endorsement, H, Additional Requirements. When applying for or renewing a CDL that will include a hazardous material endorsement, H, you must apply for a background record check with the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, and receive TSA approval to include a H endorsement on your 4-year CDL. More information is available on the Secretary of State website at michigan.gov/SOS or on the TSA website at hasprints.tsa.dhs.gov/public/. What happens if I fail the hazardous materials endorsement test? You may continue using your CDL and hazardous materials endorsement until your driver's license expires, on your birthday. If you fail to pass the hazardous materials endorsement test, you may take it again on the same day only with approval by the Secretary of State branch manager. If your driver's license has not expired, you will be encouraged to delay its renewal for as long as possible while trying to pass the hazardous materials endorsement exam. However, if your CDL is about to expire, you may want to renew it without the hazardous materials endorsement. This will allow you to continue to operate private and commercial motor vehicles but not transport hazardous materials that require placards. If you pass the hazardous materials endorsement test after you renewed your driver's license, you may add the H endorsement to your CDL by paying an $18 correction fee and a $5 endorsement fee. What else do I need to know? State of domicile requirement. To qualify for a Michigan CDL, Michigan must be your state of domicile. The state of domicile is defined as the state where a person has his, her true, fixed, and permanent home and principal residence and to which he, she intends to return whenever he, she is absent. Do I need a chauffeur license? A chauffeur license is required when a person is employed for the principal purpose of operating a motor vehicle or combination of vehicles with a GVWR, GCWR, GCW or GVW of 10,000 pounds or more. Operating a motor vehicle as a carrier of passengers or as a common or contract carrier of property. Operating a bus or school bus. Drivers operating a single vehicle or a combination of vehicles with a GVW, GVWR, GCW or GCWR of 10,000 pounds or more must meet the commercial driver medical requirements, including possession of the appropriate medical card or medical waiver. Operating a commercial vehicle that requires a CDL with a hazardous materials endorsement, H. If required, the CDL group designations and CDL endorsements are added to the chauffeur license. What is required to convert my out-of-state CDL to a Michigan CDL? When moving to Michigan from another state, you must apply for a Michigan CDL to operate a CMV. To obtain a Michigan CDL, you must visit a Secretary of State office and complete the following requirements. Surrender your out-of-state CDL. Complete a computer check of your driving eligibility status through national and state records. If your driving privilege is suspended, revoked, denied, or canceled for any reason in any other state, you cannot receive your Michigan CDL until the out-of-state licensing issues are resolved. The driving record check must be completed by the branch office before your CDL can be issued. Pass the vision test. If your unexpired out-of-state license includes a hazardous materials endorsement, you will be required to show proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful permanent residency. Take and pass the appropriate Michigan CDL written test if you are upgrading your group designation, adding endorsements, or removing the air brake restriction. To keep your H endorsement, you must always take and pass the HAZMAT written test. Otherwise, written tests are not required if you are not upgrading your CDL. Take and pass the Michigan CDL skills test if you are upgrading your group designation, adding the P endorsement, or removing a CDL limitation, such as the air brake restriction. If a CDL skills test is required, you must obtain a CLP and wait 14 days to take the test. Your Michigan photo driver's license must be presented to the third-party testing organization before your CDL skills test can be administered. Generally, your regular driver's license, operator or chauffeur, will be mailed to you within 10 days. Receive your Michigan CDL upon proper and successful completion of any necessary CDL tests and payment of fees. Do incidental drivers need a CDL? Unless exempt, any driver who operates a CMV on roads or highways that are accessible to the public must have a CDL regardless of the distance driven or the amount of driving time. Where can I get additional information? The following organizations can provide information regarding CDLs, commercial driver qualification requirements, and the operation of CMVs in Michigan. Michigan Trucking Association. 1131 Centennial Way. Lansing, MI 48917. 517-321-1951. www.metrucking.org. Michigan Center for Truck Safety. 1131 Centennial Way, Suite 2. Lansing, MI 48917. Lansing Office 800-682-4682. Upper Peninsula Office 800-469-7364. www.truckingsafety.org. Michigan Department of State. Department of State Information Center. Lansing, MI 48918. 888 SOSMICH, 767-6424. michigan.gov/SOS. The following information is designed to help you determine the type of CDL you need. Combination vehicles. Any vehicle towing a vehicle or trailer when the towed vehicle's GVWR is over 10,001 pounds and the GCWR is 26,001 pounds or more. B. Single vehicle having a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more. Towing trailers or other vehicles with a GVWR of 10,000 pounds or less. C. Small vehicles designed to carry 16 or more people, including the driver. Small vehicles that carry hazardous materials in amounts requiring placarding. T. Double or triple trailer. Triple trailers are not permitted in Michigan. P. Passenger. For vehicles designed to carry 16 or more people, including the driver. S. School bus. Commercial motor vehicle used to transport pre-primary, primary, or secondary school students from home or school, school to home, and to or from school-sponsored events. N. Tank vehicle. to haul liquids or liquefied gases in bulk in permanently mounted tanks rated at 119 gallons or portable tanks rated at 1,000 gallons or more. H. Hazardous materials. To carry hazardous materials in amounts requiring placarding. An X will appear on the license when an applicant receives both the N tank and H hazardous materials endorsements.